Hey, everybody, you're going to love this episode with Melanie. This is, if you want to find out what it's like to really work with Russell behind the scenes, you're going to love hearing what she has to say. In addition to that, if you ever want to run your own event, or if you're looking to hire an executive assistant, the tips and tricks and everything else she's going to talk about this next episode, you're going to absolutely love. So grab a pen and paper, take some notes, and enjoy the episode. Let's go! It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. So welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm so excited to have the opportunity of having Melanie Newman here in my office today. Melanie is Russell's executive assistant. She's had behind the scenes look at ClickFunnels literally for years and years, and kind of came into this with a little bit of a different impression of Russell and ClickFunnels from a different corporate environment. But I think her impression is really important for you guys to understand as we kind of go through this and to realize as you're building a business, what happens. So with that, welcome to the show, Melanie.
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm excited to be here. A little nervous, but excited.
It's so funny she's nervous because we see each other all day long, all the time. So with that said, let's kind of talk about your first impression of Russell and ClickFunnels.
So my first impression, I just knew of his name because I worked at ClickBank, and I had to set up a meeting with him and the past CEO there. So I just kind of knew of him and set some lunches up or something like that. And then I ended up in a position where I was looking for a new role, and one of my friends was talking about Russell, and she had worked at ClickBank. She knew him, and she is like, I have the perfect role for you. I think you should come over here and meet these guys. And I was like, okay, but I've heard these things. And she's like, it'll be fine. So I came in, I met with Russell and team, and I was like, okay, they're actually really cool people. They're really down to earth. They're fun. They're energetic. They move quickly. But I had this thing in the back of my mind of what I was told in the past about Russell. So I just kind of kept it in the back of my mind, and I was a little nervous about it. So this thing that sticks with me is I was told that he's a huge scammer. And so I'm always like protecting myself because I don't want to get messed up with some scammer guy. So
transitional job.
Here. Yes. But I was like, you know what? This is not who he is. Like, I knew, I'm pretty good at feeling just like, I'm feeling out who someone is, and when I get to meet them face to face. So I didn't have that feeling when I was with him, and I knew that his heart was good and genuine and kind, but then I still had this like little scammer thing. So I had my little radars up for a few months, I should say. But yeah. So
as you take a look at culture, which is one of the main things you've been involved with as far as building our community culture as well as our corporate culture, what are some of the things that you've seen that have really worked as far as building a culture?
I think it's really important that we just have this amazing group of people with us. The one thing I have to say, like, this goes back from my first 2 weeks, I think, of working here. I've worked with multiple CEOs. I've worked at high levels all times. And when ClickFunnels went down in November, it was right after I started, Russell went on and did a Facebook Live. And I was like, I have never seen a CEO of a company come and talk to his people and just reassure them that we're working on things and that we're being affected and stuff too. So just like, just to see that Russell gets affected just as much as other users out there with ClickFunnels, if something were to happen, that he brings it to their attention and he lets them know that we're working on it. Just a leader who is, wanting to make sure that his users and people and customers are being taken care of. So, and the culture, man, I've never seen something like this before. I've worked for software companies in the corporate world. I've worked for nonprofits, and the people that we have here at ClickFunnels are incredible. Like, just like, I've learned a lot, just inner circle people, just the amount of love that they give and just how excited our people are just to hear from Russell. So it's super good. I love it.
So from your perspective, how does someone who's listening to this, how do they build that type of culture with their team and with their customers?
With the team, I think communication and keeping them in tune with what your goal is and just keeping them pumped up, excited. Russell says this all the time as he comes into the office and he comes at a level 15 where some of us are going to be at a level 5 or 10, you know, and he needs to get us up to where he's at. So that's why he comes in so excited and the team is excited. And you see that we get excited with it, with just his excitement of building a new funnel or whatever it may be. And then just, yeah, I've never worked with a team who's so geeky about ClickFunnels and building funnels. Like, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm very businesslike. I'm very, just like process oriented type person, but the people I work with are all entrepreneur like they all have something going on and they all think like Russell. So it's a whole new game for me. And just to see how they get excited about it and how they can use the things in the future for our team is insane. The culture for our users is something we do big for, like, look at Funnel Hacking Live is how I look at it, is we build this party of an event for them to get excited over everything. And so, you know, just putting on dinners and networking and the swag that we give out, like the swag is huge for us. And that is like everywhere you go, like people are wearing OUR or ClickFunnels or I'm not going to say the other t-shirts because I'm not allowed, but but like just like the type of swag that we have. I have family members who are in New York or whatever and are like, I see someone wearing a shirt from ClickFunnels, is that your company? Well, yeah. So it's just kind of fun to see how excited everyone is about ClickFunnels. And just, you know, I've never seen a movement like this ever in my life. Like, it's insane. It's awesome.
I'd love that you classify it as a movement. I think for us on the executive team, as well as our anybody is we're involved with, that's really the main thing we try to find is how do you create that type of movement? And you mentioned Funnel Hacking Live, which is one of the biggest things. Our annual users conference, for those of you guys who might be listening to this or are new to the ClickFunnels community, is a event we refer to as Funnel Hacking Live. This year it's in Nashville. Melanie has been instrumental in everyone. I guess you were in the first one. Everyone since the first one.
So I didn't do Vegas. I didn't plan Vegas, but I got hired in October, and within November, Brett's like, here you go, plan the event that's happening in March or whatever it was. And so I've done Dallas through the last this year. And then we have a team that'll take over 2020. But yeah, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of planning. I want it to be the best event for all of our users that come to it. I want them to be excited. I don't want to hear wants. I want everyone to be pumped up. And we have amazing speakers that come and do these events. And that's like, I feel like our Funnel Hacking Live event is what helps build some of our culture too, just because we do get those great speakers and we do build this excitement around ClickFunnels. So
when you look at the event, because I know for us, culture is really one of the main places it happens is at that event. Mm-hmm. It's a family reunion. It's one of the things we joke 100%. Around about. What are some of the things that you're really adamant about making sure takes place at an event?
I definitely think that it's very, very important to have like the networking sessions. So if you have VIPs, you do a special event just for them so they feel special. So we do, for Inner Circle and our speakers, we do a dinner the night before at this really cool place. Like this last year, we rented out the Country Music Hall of Fame and they got to tour it. And then we had a private dinner with private musicians that played like amazing music for us. So we just kind of like step it up for them. And then for our general conference, we have evening sessions where everyone gets to network and meet each other and just like bond and become family members. Cause that's kind of what we all become, is it's a part of a family. It's part of our movement. So yeah, I would say like our round tables are huge when we do stuff like that, just because people get to know some of our experts and within ClickFunnels and can learn and grow from them. I mean, it's been huge.
Well, I know our budget's a little larger than most people's budgets for these things. But for a person just starting out who wanted to do an event, what would be some of the two or three things you would say, you know what, if you're going to do an event, you need to make sure you do
welcome bags. I would 100% do like welcome bags. I would do t-shirts because you want them wearing your t-shirts on site. A little giveaway from the event is awesome. Just like something that has the year on it and the name of the event. We've been doing pins, so that has been helping with us. I would say even like again, a networking dinner, or just like the other thing that we've been doing that is also helpful is photos with the speaker, the main speaker. So like Russell, we've been doing photos with Russell with our buyers and stuff like that. So, and that's an easy way to get people excited too, is when someone buys at your conference, they get a photo of you and then you post it out there so they can have a photo with the main speaker.
That's awesome. So in a welcome bag, what are some of the things you would want to make sure are there?
In a welcome bag, I typically put in there a t-shirt for sure. And then we do our event guide just so everyone can know what to expect. What have we done in the past? I'm a little blank right now. We put in even like, what are those called? The pop sockets for your phones, just any sort of swag with your logo on it, and or saying like we have hashtag funnel hacker, or we do click funnels, or we do a funnel hacking line. But any water bottles, we've done that. I've done blankets. I've done we just do whatever is cool that is not going to break the bank, especially if you're new and starting out, to do something like that. So pop sockets are super inexpensive. Those are easy to do. T-shirts are always inexpensive and to do, and that's what's get your culture growing out there, is people seeing you wearing a shirt from your event. So
I love that. So one of the main things you're involved in, and I know everyone's got to be dying, is like, what's it like to actually work with Russell on a day-to-day basis?
So it's, you know, at first, I've been here about 4 years now, and it took me about a year to really get with the program, which is like a little different than the corporate world here. So I've never worked for someone I would say who's a true entrepreneur. I think a lot of CEOs do think they're in the entrepreneurial world, but they're not like this. Like, I've never worked with someone like Russell. Russell is going at a million miles per hour. So every day is different, which that is something I totally love. And he likes to change things at the last minute. So it took me about a year to figure that out. Well, not really a year, but it, you know, things change very quickly, and I just had to be on top of my game. I'm the type of person who likes to think ahead and be planned ahead and all the check marks box, you know, done. And working with Russell, I've had to have more of an open mind and just be a little more creative when those changes do come up. So it's amazing. He is probably the hardest working person I've seen. He is built this company with no VC, no capital coming in. So it's like, it's amazing to me just to see that. And, you know, he has 5 kids. So how do you think about that? Think, you know, you're working 20-hour days, 15-hour days sometimes, and you have to go home and be dad. And I don't know how he does it. Like, I get tired thinking about it. So, but it's really awesome working for him. He is, like I said, he's super busy all the time. Every day is different. Where, you know, I got to experience funnel hacking for him. So he was afraid of doing it himself because he would just get caught into the funnel, and where I was like, shop, 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 shop.
So explain to people what that means when you say funnel hacking.
So for funnel hacking, what we did is he gave me a list of websites to go through. So I had webinars to go through. I had membership funnels, like everything that you can think of, I went through. So I would go through the website, buy their product, and then look at their upsell and just kind of pay attention to what they're upselling and seeing how many different types of upsells they do have within their funnel. So I went in and spent a lot of money for 3 days. It was fun. I got some diapers and wipes. And the cool thing, there's a couple really cool ones where I was able to create a protein powder just for Russell. So I did it based on what he's allergic to, what he does, how he exercises. So just like going through that. And then by like the second day, I was kind of falling in love with the funnels and figuring out who has great funnels. And then I started slowing down. Like, you could see, like, day one, I got a bunch done. Day two, not so many. So it was fun. It was actually a really cool experience for me to be able to.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I know one of the things you're by far the best at I've ever seen is actually being an executive assistant.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate. I have a very good executive assistant myself, Chrissy, but I know you've been doing this a long time. If a person for me personally, I think as an entrepreneur or business owner, the very most important hire, your very first hire, should be your assistant.
I think so too. I think your assistant is someone you need to look at as your business partner in a way, your confidant, someone who you can trust at all times. I have had really good relationships with everyone I've ever supported. They've listened to me. They've trusted me. I have this really cool, I don't know, people tell me I have like a good intuition on things. And I like to share that. And I try and hope that I'm helping with it. But yeah, I've been doing this for 18 years. So I actually went back and I was like, how long have I been doing this? Because I didn't start out as an assistant. I was a recruiter, you know, for assistant roles. And I stumbled upon a job and I was like, I'm done being a recruiter. I'm not a salesperson. I have, like, if you look at my desk, my D is like 20%. So I got into this role and I actually kind of love it. Like, I'm the type of person that likes to take care of and make sure things are being handled correctly and that there's processes in place. But I just think your first hire could be your assistant. There's many assistants out there who have experience with HR, with finance, with whatever, especially when you're starting out and it's a small business and you don't have the means to hire a whole team of people. It's someone who can help you run your business and get it started and grow it with you. And then you can figure out, you know, who you're hiring and whatnot. But yeah.
So what are some of the tips you would give to someone who's looking to make that first hire as their assistant? What do they need to pay attention to?
When you're looking to hire an assistant, I would suggest there's a couple things. Like, I do think you need to, I always go back to this and I think it's funny, but I do think you should have them take a disc test. I look for someone who's going to be loyal. Like,
yes, you are.
I'm extremely loyal. Like, I told my husband this the other day, I put my job before our family at times. And I just want to make sure I treat this company like it's my company. And that's the type of person you want in the role. I think I have them take the disc. I have a high SEI and a low D. So there's no, like, I don't worry about that money part of things. I'm more focused on moving forward, getting projects done, making it right. The fault I have is I'm a perfectionist. I also look at what's important is when you start interviewing, is you feel comfortable with that person you're interviewing and that you feel like you can create a bond and that there's no like weirdness. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to be able to click with that person right away if they're going to be your business partner and your confidant and whatnot. But there's that. I think, when I look at resumes, I actually look at how long they've been at roles. I think average is about 2 years now. But I love seeing someone who's been somewhere for a really long time because I know they're loyal and there is a reason why they want to leave their current job. I feel like I'm describing me. Sorry.
That's good.
You want someone who knows how to think ahead and not just be like, okay, here's the list of things to do. And just do those things. You want someone who is going to think ahead, go above and beyond, and just take care of you. Like, one of the things that I do for Russell's every day, I come in, I clean his desk off, I make sure he has his water. If we have the vitamins, I put vitamins out for him. I used to make a lunch for him daily just so that way he is getting fed. He shouldn't have to sit there and worry about the stupid stuff while he's working. He should be able to focus on the higher level things. So any of that lower level stuff that I can pull away from him, I feel like is super important just to make sure that he's getting done what he needs to get done. So yeah, I can go on and on.
So what are some other things? I know it's a really important part for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners is to really find that right fit, because there's nothing more frustrating than burning through a whole bunch of assistants.
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes when you're doing that, it could be you. Like, it's communication. It's really important for you to have open dialogue and communicate. And if you're upset or if the assistant's upset, like, you guys are communicating on an easy level. Like, you have to be open with each other in order to move forward and for your assistant to learn and for you to learn and grow too. Like, when I talk to Russell about certain things, I'm only doing it because I care and I am looking out for him and I want the best for him. I just think it's really important. I think is relationship between the two of you. This is funny. I do tell a lot of people this is sometimes wives get nervous about female assistants coming in. And I always say, bring the wife into the interview. The assistant's going to have to work with her at some point. I've never not worked with a wife.
Oh, that's great.
So I always try and make sure those relationships with spouses are handled with care, and that they know that I'm here as an employee and a job. You know, this is my job to take care of certain things. So I just think, like, I had someone come to me and they're like, my wife's really nervous about me hiring an assistant. And I'm like, have her join. Have her sit in the interview. Have her ask specific questions. It's okay, you know, and there's going to be times when there's going to be those conversations between, like, I talk to Clint probably once a day. So yeah, but it's great. I think, it's an important role. Like, I'm just the assistant, but it's really, I feel like being an assistant in a company, especially to the C-level, is, an important role. You're the eyes and ears. You see everything. You know more what's going on than a lot of people do. So, and a lot of people don't know what we do.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And they probably sit there like, what's Melanie doing all day long? But like right now, Russell's out of town. I have huge projects I'm supposed to be working on. So like, there's always something going on. And yeah, so I love it. I wouldn't have been doing this job for as long as I am if I didn't like it. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of get close to wrapping things up. Any other words of advice to entrepreneurs looking to hire someone or wants to put on an event?
Yeah. So if you're looking to put on an event, I would say if you're unsure, you know, don't plan the event yourself. Like, that is the biggest thing. You need to have someone come in and have the skill set of putting an event on. So that way the day of the event, you are not running around talking with all the vendors and making sure the speakers are there and making sure it's running smoothly. Somebody else needs to take that off your plate for you. So that is number one, I would say. Everything is negotiable. Make sure you're negotiating great contracts. I have some ideas. If anyone ever reaches out to me on the web, on the Facebook page, I can help answer questions. But I would say that just be prepared to be tired. It's a lot to run an event. It's exhausting. Like, I think I've gotten sick every year. So, but it's so much fun. It's so rewarding. And to see everyone happy in their faces is like, this is why I do what I do. So like watching the 10X documentary last week, I was like, this is why I do what I do. Like, it just put me right back there again. So it was super awesome. Looking to hire an assistant, I would just say be patient. Make sure you're getting the right fit. Have them take DISC assessments or personality, just so you can see if you guys mesh well together. Interview, do multiple interviews if you want. Make sure they have the skill set that you're looking for. There are tons of different EAs out there. I am not the technical, let's go work in ClickFunnels EA type person. I'm more of, I get stuff done behind the scenes and take care of Russell on the, you know, his personal stuff and just here at the office and, higher level things. So there's, like I said, there's EAs who can do finance, HR. So yeah, there's a lot of us out there.
Well, we appreciate all that you do, Melanie, and thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you. It was fun.
For those of you guys who want to find out more about actually running an event, why not actually come to our event? Funnel Hacking Live is going to be in Nashville this year, January 29th through February 2nd, 2020. I can't even believe it. It's going to be 2020. So please go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets there. You'll see Melanie and the team and everyone else working behind the scenes, really trying to put on the biggest event possible to create the type of culture that I know you're going to want to create for your own event. So thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you at Funnel Hacking Live in Nashville. All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.